This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In our country, over the last few decades, there's been conversation about autism. This clearly hits home for me as the immensely proud father of three children, including one, Quentin, who has autism, and many questions about autism, including the number of individuals diagnosed with autism has increased dramatically, and a lot of people have engage in the debate. Why is that? Are we just recognizing it more? Has something happened? And we've had good science on this. We've had awful science on this. The Wakefield study, which was cited over and over again, was thrown out. It was a fraud. And I will never, ever fault someone for wondering, why does my child have autism? Why does my young adult, why does my older sister have autism? And when it's driven by science and compassion and empathy, I'm all for it. We've also had RFK Jr., who has profited off of it, who in my view has cited studies that have been disproven repeatedly and has continued to cite them. We get the president, who hasn't met a conspiracy theory that he hasn't embraced, unless, of course, it was against him. And so now we have the two who bonded over politics. The reason why Bobby Kennedy is the secretary of HHS is Donald Trump didn't want him in the race, thought he could hurt him. And he said, hey, endorse me, and guess what? I'll give you a great position. He does. And so Bobby Kennedy has made a number of decisions which I've massively disagree with. I've offered that up on a regular basis. And so the other day, they started talking about this link between Tylenol, pregnant moms, and autism. And there have been a number of studies that have shown this to be erroneous. They talked about this study with Harvard, and they linked to that an awful lot. And when it gets to biomedical issues and biomedical ethics, the number one person I go to is Arthur Kaplan. And Arthur is with us. Arthur, who was a part of the University of Minnesota for a long time, is still flourishing at NYU and is going to be part of an event with the U soon that we're going to talk about. I know I wanted to reach out to Arthur already, but on the day that the press conference took place with the president just going on and on and on about Tylenol and don't take it and don't take it, this is one of the items that Dr. Kaplan offered up. The announcement on autism was the greatest display of ignorance, unfounded blather, dangerous advice, recycled old nonsense, and outright malpractice advice since Trump recommended bleach for COVID. A total laughingstock and embarrassment. Arthur, next time, please give your opinion a little bit stronger. I'd appreciate that a little bit. Okay.
Otherwise, it was a pretty good event.
Yeah, it seemed like you really liked it. Okay, what bothered you so much about the presentation?
What bothered me is it was based on the hope and the promise a couple months ago that they were going to have a big reveal on the final identification of the cause of autism. You know, they promised it months ago, said new evidence, new information. Kennedy and Trump had touted it as, you know, it's going to be big, it's going to be huge. And what we got was a kind of nothing burger, and worse, dangerous advice. Nothing burger part, you know, people have been looking, Chad, for a decade at the connection between Tylenol and autism.
Mm-hmm.
The best they've ever been able to find is a correlation. That is, some people who took it seem to have a slightly higher rate of autism in their kids than those who didn't. But as everybody has to remember, correlation is not a cause.
Yeah.
There's probably a correlation between eating pickles and peanut butter sandwiches when you're pregnant, and one group might have a higher incidence of a disease, but that doesn't prove that's the cause. Nobody, and the vast majority of studies, don't find any cause, including the latest, biggest one out of Sweden. The autism community has been well aware of that hypothesis. It wasn't news. It wasn't a breakthrough.
No.
And they have not found it credible. You can see on websites today all the autism associations just saying it isn't that. And I don't think it is either. By the way, let me give you two reasons, if I can, quickly why it isn't.
Sure.
One,
yeah.
The autism rate has gone up, I don't know, 300% in terms of diagnosed cases over the past 15 years. So big jump. Maybe up to 1 in 40, close to that. Anybody think the use of Tylenol has gone up 300%?
No chance.
Not a chance. And remember when Tylenol had the big scare way back in 1982 where they had to pull it off the market?
Yep.
So it went away for 2 years. 2 years.
Must have went down.
Nothing went down.
Yeah.
Nothing. So that's why I'm skeptical in the extreme and was so bitterly disappointed. But then, just quickly, you know, we get all kinds of other advice flying around. Never take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol, even if you have a fever. Well, every doc listening to this knows that fever in first trimester pregnant women is a real danger to the fetus. There's data on that, and you want to get that fever down, and the safest way to do it through many studies is Tylenol. That's the best way to do it. So fevers are bad for babies. In utero fetuses. They do cause birth defects and problems and miscarriages. Delay your hepatitis B shot. Remember that was brought up? I don't know how it got into this conversation, but there it was. And it was said, don't do that till you're 14. It's sexually transmitted. You have to do it because you can. The mom can pass it to the baby through birth. So you don't wait 14 years. You have to do it right away. And those were the things that I was saying really got me angry because they're dangerous and no one should be following them.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan with us. You can follow him on Twitter where he's just retweeted an endless series of studies and doctors who are pointing out over and over again that this has been tested repeatedly. As again, my son is 24, diagnosed very early with autism. We've heard about this link repeatedly and also heard from credible doctors. There isn't a link. Now, The White House is citing this Harvard study and using this for credibility to go against some of the other studies. What do you want to say about what Harvard or what this particular scientist offered up at Harvard?
Well, sadly, he's a paid expert witness in litigation against the manufacturer. I think he made over $150,000 so far.
That's the number.
And the court said he was not credible. So they can lean on that study, but it's not the best source. Again, what you want to do is say, I'm not just interested in correlations. All kinds of things correlate. You know, me talking to you is probably correlated with some people having indigestion right now, but I'm not sure I'm the cause. It just may be they get it about this time every day, you know. So maybe other radio shows, not this one. But the causation studies, the ones that really look at families and look closely, they're not seeing cause. They just don't see it. What they do see is genetics, by the way. There is a role for that.
Well, just on Kennedy overall, I mean, because of what you do, you've been aware of him before. This has been something he's pursued for a long time and going after proven areas of society and medicine. And listen, having someone who is going to challenge conventional thinking, I'm not against. We shouldn't just because it's been established never try to prove it. But when he cites the most rare examples or the smallest group of people on a particular study that goes against the 95, 96, 97, 98%. And part of what's bothering me too, Arthur, is now he's dismissing other people who will now go along those theories. And when he's putting these groups together, he's putting people who have supported his theories for decades to just give him the affirmation.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll surprise some listeners, maybe some MAGA listeners or MAHA listeners. I think Donald Trump's a very effective communicator. He's shown himself very capable of getting messages that he wants out and across. And I think Kennedy just doesn't serve him well. I know he feels a political debt, as we said, partly for his reelection to Kennedy and his supporters, got a couple of percentage points there that probably made a big difference. But the president's not a science expert. He's not a medicine expert, whatever else he knows. He doesn't know those areas. And I think Kennedy really is just not doing him a service with his fringe theories, conspiracy theories. You know, he talks about autism as if the only people with autism are in institutions,
yes,
unable to toilet or do anything. You know that's not true. People with family members, friends who have kids or adults that have autism, there's a huge spectrum. It goes from Elon Musk all the way over to probably, you know, a quarter of the people in Silicon Valley making fortunes because they're really good at math and they're not very social. It's just wrong to talk the way Kennedy does. And I think he has never gotten over his anti-vaccine animus. He just keeps going there and going there. I don't know. There's probably hundreds of studies at this point examining the link between vaccines and autism, just not there. And he just won't pay attention. So he's giving advice.
Can I just chime in,
Arthur? Where the president is more reliant for outside opinion, I just think it's just a bad combo.
Well, and also just on Kennedy, on the excellent point you're making, when he is held accountable, it's no, you're distorting what I said, you're taking me out of context. Sometimes that does happen. With him, it's every single time. It's every single time.
You know, he keeps saying, things were no good at the NIH. The entire place was corrupt, and they were gaslighting us until I got here. Really?
Yep.
You mean the whole 75 years of NIH has just been one corrupt scheme?
Last thing, and again, Dr. Arthur Kaplan, two last things, because I want to talk about what's coming up with you and the University of Minnesota. What do you say to the folks out there listening right now whose opinion on doctors and medicine and science changed so dramatically because of COVID, where they just, they don't believe Dr. Fauci. They don't believe Dr. Ostrom is on this show all the time. They believe they were lied to. They believe the concerns were exaggerated, that this was targeted at Donald Trump, and it has now had an effect on them and how they feel about doctors, medicine, and science going forward. So anytime you bring up something that's disproven, their quick default now, Arthur, is, well, what about COVID? What about COVID? As if everything about COVID was 100% wrong.
Well, look, I think people were really let down by science and medicine. As they saw it, they were told to get shots and they wouldn't die, and people still died, although
far less
than would have happened if they hadn't had the shots. They were told not to send the kids to school, can't go to work, can't see friends, all kinds of mandates that they hated. And it really just left them shell-shocked, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not over that. And that caused a lot of distrust in science. But it's one thing to say we were just bitterly disappointed by confusion and uncertainty and death through this pandemic that we hoped our medicine and our science would be able to stop quickly, hoped. Even Trump hoped that when he pushed for COVID vaccines. And to ignore well-established areas of medicine like how to take care of pregnant women. You don't take that disappointment, you shouldn't, and move it over to another area. So look, the first thing I would say is Minnesota, Twin Cities, blessed with excellent health care. Talk to your doctor. Let somebody who cares for pregnant people give you their experience, their opinion. You know, Trump and Kennedy are not doctors. I would say use that expertise, use that excellence. Go online and see what the professional societies are saying. You know, the Maternal Fetal Medicine Society, the American College of Obstetrics, the American Medical Association, American Psychiatric Association, they're all up there now with plenty of information. Go there. Don't just go onto X or some wilder site. Go where the experts are and see what they say. And lastly, I think it's very, very important to see what the autism community is saying itself. There is no support for this. None. You check the autism sites out.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see that they are just not having any of it.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan, excellent at NYU. Very vital to the University of Minnesota when he was there. He founded the Center for Biomedical Ethics. Tell folks, Arthur, about what you're doing on October 14th. Sadly, right in the middle of the show. I mean, taking us on, Dave. What do you think? I mean, going right at us.
Good luck.
I mean, this is
good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck, you know. But tell people what's going on between you and the U of M.
Well, for those stragglers who, you know, just can't take another hour of you. I think I'm on 12 to 1 on a webinar sponsored by the University of Minnesota Alumni Association, Minnesota Medical Association on October 14. And you can get information, just get in touch with the U of M Alumni Association and they will fill you in on it's free. And I'll be talking about this and many other things that I think will be of interest to folks in Minnesota. So
absolutely.
Hopefully, you know, we'll get a few. I don't know, a couple.
You'll get more than that. Cheat on us, folks. This would be great information. Arthur, I always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.